Once again, my name is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to KPFA 94.1 FM. We want to say thank you to you, Amelia Romano, for being with us from Stringquake. Got this great CD that you're going to be releasing on the 7th.
We had the fortune of going to Mexico City this summer and recording our album there. So we're incredibly excited to debut all our material, including the new release, Take 15, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Mission Cultural Center. Our band's unique because it's not just cello and electric harp and percussion, but we really try to bring in world music with an emphasis on writing our own arrangements and then bringing improvisation into the core of what we produce. So all of our CD is either original arrangements or arrangements taken from traditions of the world and brought to our instrumentation. So that's what we'll be offering this Saturday night at the Mission Cultural Center.
So tell us a little bit about Stringquake. How did it begin, and how did you get involved in it?
So Stringquake actually began about 2 years ago. The cellist Misha Kalikalov and myself went to high school together about 6 years ago to School of the Arts High School in San Francisco. And then we reconnected after he had been touring for 2 years with the well-known San Francisco-based band called Rupa and the April Fishes. And I was returning from South Africa, and he had a gig at a Nigerian restaurant. So we connected and played that gig and realized we had the shared interest in working on world music with improvisation. So we started really working together and writing our own music in the spring of 2012, so just last year. And then we had the fortune of meeting an incredible percussionist, both cajon player and tabla player, the Indian drums, Josh Mellinger. And so he joined us this spring, and now we named ourselves Stringquake from the Bay Area with a string focus.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about your instrument. What's the string of choice?
So I play the electric lever harp, and I actually just chose to take that up 2 years ago. It has a kind of unique sound compared to the acoustic sound, because you actually plug it in like an electric guitar, and it has a pickup on each string. So it kind of creates this electric sound with the trio, which is a very exciting experiment outside of just the unusual nature of the harp itself. It's kind of the new age harp model.
Wow. And is it hard to carry around? I know some harps can be bigger and others can be smaller.
I thought it would be easier because it is smaller than the acoustic harp, but with the electric harp comes a stand and the amp system. So at the end of the day, it's still quite a bit to carry, but it does have a great sound when you plug it into huge theaters. So it is definitely worth the wait.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do out in the community as well with, this talent that you have playing the harp and, bringing the band together, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I teach at a few schools, and then I play the harp around. If it's just gigs or in community centers, I taught both in South Africa at a community center and now back here in the San Francisco Bay. But with Stringquake, even we try to bring our music out in the community. If it's a farmer's market or it's a community center, we really try to expose both our instruments, instrumentation, and our style to give people a different flavor for what's happening in the Bay Area.
Most definitely. And so, tell us a little bit about, some of the students you teach. Are they interested in the type of music that you play? And then also, are they interested in the instruments that you're teaching them as well? Like, how do you feel that they react to a harp, for example?
Fortunately, I've been able to bring the harp into a number of spaces where, because the harp is such an international instrument, it's found all over the world and it plays all styles of music. It's very, it's easier than I initially expected to bring it into schools and have students learn it. Unfortunately, it's only the classical pedal harp is very commonly used in orchestras. So many of my students either are younger and are not ready to play in an orchestra, or are having to find other routes to use their instruments in groups, unless they, of course, choose to play the pedal harp and bring it into the orchestral setting.
And I heard that you have a student who got an award. Is that right?
Well, we started this summer at the Multicultural Music Fellowship with the Mission Cultural Center. Does a summer harp class program now every summer. And this past summer, the teacher that is part of the Multicultural Music Fellowship, Diana Stork, recognized that this boy, Julian, had really incredible talent for the harp in his beginning stage. So she decided to sponsor him and support him in taking further lessons. So this fall, I've had the pleasure to be his teacher and support him kind of along his world music journey, with, of course, a focus on Latin music as well. So he's a ripe opportunity for harp and music.
Wonderful. And definitely, when the talent is young, we definitely have to encourage it as well. How old were you when you learned how to play whatever your first instrument was? And I'm not sure if that was the harp.
No, I started at 6 with the recorder, and that really gave me an understanding of pitch and intonation. And then, like many, I went on to play the piano briefly. But I was very adamant about the harp by the time I was about 7.5, 8. So my parents reluctantly rented one for about 6 months when I got into 4th grade and was able to pick my own instrument. But I think they're no longer reluctant about that choice.
Word. Now you got your own band, and you got this great CD that you're going to be releasing on the 7th at 7:30 p.m., right? The doors open?
The doors open at, I think it's 7 p.m., and we start at 7:30, and the CD is called Take 15, an original composition, somewhat inspired by Take 5.
And why did you choose to do it in Mexico? You know, you could have done it anywhere in the world, I guess. And why Mexico?
We had a friend and connection in Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City. And so we also were accepted into a harp festival in northern Mexico. So we decided to put the two together and spend the first week in the studio recording in Mexico City, and then spend the second week up in Durango in northern Mexico at a harp festival. So that's what inspired the location of recording.
And how was your experience there? I mean, you know, you got to see different folks using different instruments, like you're talking about, from music from around the world.
Yeah, it was actually a really great experience. I think one of the highlights, separate of just hearing all the harpists from many countries of South America, it was Paraguay, Chile, was actually busking on the streets in both Mexico City and Durango, and really recognizing firsthand, realizing the impact that music has in the daily life of people of Mexico, Central and South America, and how much they value it. We had a really, really positive response to our music, and people, every day we went out and played in the plaza in Durango, and people came out and just sat and enjoyed, and then ended up coming to our couple shows that we had for the festival there as well. So just the overall positivity and support of the arts was really encouraging.
Nice. And you know, it's interesting because, like you're saying, even though there might be all this social issues going on in the countries, you know, in the different states and stuff, people will still stop to listen to music.
Yeah, I think music is both a means of supporting the soul and the mind in times of trouble, and an outlet for it. And a lot of our music speaks of that as well. If it's Moliendo Café or a Greek piece called Sacramento Kailadai, which is actually similar to the blues of the South in the United States, but it's about the immigrants from Greece. So I think our music touches different people in different ways, like all music does, and why it's so valuable to all people.
And what about the other band members? You said the other band members play what instruments?
So we have a cellist, and we have a percussionist that plays both the cajon and also the Indian tabla, which she's been studying for a number of years now up at the Ali Akbar Khan School in Northern California. So that second voice is very powerful in our group, because it's not just percussion, but it's actually a language that is a foundation to a number of our original compositions and arrangements of world music.
Wow. And so where can folks, start getting a hold of your music and be able to, follow you and, know where the next concert's going to be?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Pablo. We go to stringquake.com. So it's stringquake, stringquake.com. And you can find our music, and we'll have more updates about coming up shows, as well as where you can purchase the CD on iTunes if you're for some reason unable to make this coming Saturday at 7:30 at the Mission Cultural Center.
That's right, and Pablo is my twin.
He is. I realized after I said that, but I pretend like I didn't. Pedro, Pablo, one of the two. Thank you for your humor.
Word, most definitely. And, so again, the show's going to be happening in December 7th at 7 p.m. The doors open. The 7:30 p.m. the show starts. And folks can go to stringquake.com to get your music.
Exactly.
And
to email if they have any further questions.
And where can they do
that? As well as facebook.com/stringquake.
Nice.
Is another place they can access information.
And, if, for example, students are out there and they don't feel motivated to learn about music, what would you say to them, in that sense of bringing back that interest in carrying that traditional music or that culture that comes through the music as well?
I'd encourage them to go out and listen to a concert, to make music. Try to exposing themselves to one or two new concerts once in a while. If it's a free concert, an outdoor concert, just find a music that they enjoy and then see if there's a way that they can learn that simple music, if it's getting involved in their orchestra or creating something else separate of any of that. But music is limitless. If it's an orchestra, if it's a band, if it's just in your garage, there's so many possibilities. So, yeah, get out there and expose yourself. I think that's the first step. And have fun with it.
That's right. And once again, we want to say thank you to you, Amelia Romano, for being with us from Stringquake. Folks can get the music, the info right there at stringquake.com. Don't forget this December 7th at 7 p.m. At the Mission Cultural Center. Doors open. So come through and check it out. Once again, this is Stringquake CD Release Party, take 15. And, enjoy the music as well, like Amelia's saying. Any last words?
Thank you so much, Pedro. That's it. I hope to see you there. And it's going to be a very, very fun night.
Well, we just want to let folks know again, do you think we can give away any tickets for that night? Maybe two pairs?
Let's say give away a ticket for that night if they're listening now and are interested in what they've heard.
Word. So if you want a ticket, definitely call us up right here at 510-848-4425. Once again, that number is 510-848-4425. Well, once again, thank you, Amelia, for bringing music to the community, especially in La Misión. Definitely needs more music allí en La 24 y, Mission Street. Entonces, otra vez, muchas gracias, and we'll definitely be there, and I'll see you there performing live.
Thank you so much, Pedro.
Orale. Y once again, my name is Pedro Reyes. You are tuned in to KPFA 94.1 FM. We're going to go and listen to some Stringquake, so stick around.